this regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network.
And it looks like the Arabians are going to win the tip. Ball goes to Whitney Werfel, who kicks it all the way up to freshman Olivia Jones. And just 6 seconds into the season, they get their first points. Back to Mamie Trout, finds Huffer in the post as Ada Huffer can't get it to fall, gets her own rebound, puts up another shot, and it's good for Ada. Bullseye!
This is Pendleton Heights basketball on the Arabian Sports Network on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you here live to Joe Buck Court on the Arabian Sports Network pregame show. We hope you're all having a wonderful Wednesday evening. Alongside Michael Hooker, I'm Dawson Perrell. We got the first round of the sectionals this evening for some girls basketball against the Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians and the Muncie Central Lady Bearcats. Taking a look here, jumping right into things and looking back for Pendleton Heights. They're coming off of back-to-back losses. The first was last week on Monday, the 22nd. They traveled over to North Central, all the way over just north of Indy, and they took a loss of them 74-70, and the Arabians held a 19-point lead heading into the fourth quarter in that one. They, of course, lost that lead and eventually lost that game against the now 7-17 North Central Panthers. And, you know, Coach Rogers was not a happy man after that one. Probably one of the toughest games the Arabians have seen, and what he's mentioned in the past interviews that is what made that one even worse was the first three quarters. That was some of the best ball we've seen out of the Lady Arabians, and then it just totally nosedived off a cliff in that fourth quarter. And then they're coming off of another loss. This one was at home against Noblesville, 62-49 on the 25th. Noblesville, a much better team than North Central, but I mean, Coach Rogers still would have liked to win that one and ended the regular season off with a win, but unfortunately they couldn't get it done. So the Arabians are going to have to recover a bit here tonight against a Muncie Central team that's definitely not having the best season, standing at 2-19.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, me and you were on that North Central game, and it just, in that fourth quarter, it looked like a complete breakdown of the Pendleton Heights offense and defense. They allowed North Central to go for 33 points in that fourth quarter alone, which matched their first half total of 33 points. And then in that Noblesville game, I mean, Noblesville's one of the top teams in the state. They always are for girls basketball. So it was going to be a tough challenge for them to end the season with a win, but I know Coach Rogers really wanted that one. And I think if he could play those two games back again, he definitely thinks that the Pendleton Heights could win those two games. And instead of being 14-9, they could be 16-7 right now. So I think definitely for him, they're trying to bounce back with this one and win first round of sectionals.
All right. With that being said, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, Braden Folk was able to sit down with Coach Rogers earlier today for our pregame interview. That'll be on up next after this break on the Arabian Sports Network pregame show, 91.7 WEEM.
Here at 91.7 WEEM, we keep updated with our community by being on the hottest social media platforms around. Follow us at 91.7 WEEM on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube.
Follow us today.
We would love to hear from all of our listeners, so go to our Instagram today to answer our daily poll. Keep updated with our latest posts and trends here on 91.7 WEEM.
Back to Lady Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome to the pregame interview with the Lady Arabians basketball coach, Coach Rogers. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Thanks for having me.
That's good to hear. But with this, we're going to start with some questions. These past two games haven't been what you wanted to see, but great sparks. One of those includes Skylar Baldwin totaling 11 rebounds and 4 steals the past two games. What impact has she had on the team?
Yeah, you know, Skylar, you know, we talk a lot about her, you know, getting through senior night with Connersville and, you know, just seeing the growth. I obviously wasn't here when she was a freshman, but, you know, seeing the growth and maturity that she's had from her sophomore year to now is pretty impressive. And, you know, she does things on the defensive side of the ball. She does a good job of making sure that we're in what we're supposed to be. And, you know, there's a good chance that we probably wouldn't be where we are today without her. So, you know, she's an integral to what we're trying to do here. And she's going to be a big part of this sectional push.
Also, another key player, of course, is Casey Werfel, totaling 48 points, 6 steals, and 13 rebounds over the past two games as well. What kind of impact has she made for the team?
Yeah, I mean, Casey, you know, we've talked about this before. I think sometimes that, you know, you almost become kind of numb to some of the things that she does. It almost becomes an expectation more so than, you know, kind of seeing the things that she does. She, you know, she's grown so much mentally, decision-making, her shot's gotten better. But once again, you know, she's an important part of this team. She also couldn't achieve those goals without the rest of her team, you know, rebounding and getting her the ball and doing good things. So, you know, we expect nothing less than, you know, than excellence. And I know that's what she strives for. And, that's what we're all trying to strive, you know, for as a team as well. So, I expect nothing less, and I know she's excited. She's ready to, you know, get this sectional push going and see what we can, see what we can do.
With that being said, we know you can play against high caliber teams, as we saw against North Central. You may not have finished how you wanted to, but what can you take away from that game?
Yeah, you know, I think we've talked about it a little bit on the coaches show and other pre-games. I mean, what's the hard pill to swallow on that one, so to speak, is, you know, we probably had the three best quarters we've played all year. And then to have, you know, to end it on that fourth where we were kind of out of sorts and, you know, just kind of let adversity get to us. That's tough. But like I've said, I think we acknowledged how great those three quarters were. We go back, we try, you know, we watched on film some of the things that happened, and, you know, I think we try to move past that, and hopefully it's a good lesson learned for this postseason.
You play Muncie Central tonight, and what are some things you're looking forward to see from your team, and what are some things you've done to maybe not distract your team, but like help yourself?
Sure. I think number one is going to be discipline. I think, you know, everybody knows what their record is. Everybody knows what our record is. I think for us, we just have to play our game. You know, sometimes teams that play real up tempo and, you know, dribble drive a lot, sometimes that can kind of translate into causing chaos, just because it's a lot of unpredictability and things like that. We just have to make sure that we're controlling the circumstances that we can control and playing Lady Arabian basketball. So, you know, we're going to be tough defensively. We're going to look to get out in transition. We're going to look to get good shots. And if they're not, we'll run something and try to get a good look out of that. But we need to not foul, and we need to have a really good defensive effort.
With that being said, that is all for the pregame interview here on 91.7 WEEM.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just got to hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
While high school sports help students develop their athletic skills, the real lessons in this second classroom are the skills needed for life. I'm Brian Lewis.
And I'm Carrie Rosati. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. In high school sports, student athletes aren't just running drills. They're learning discipline and work ethic.
They're not just watching film. They're learning the value of preparation and always finding ways to improve.
They're not just hitting the weight room. They're learning the importance of pushing through any challenges that come their way.
These aren't just some of the skills student athletes need to navigate the game. These are the skills they need to navigate life, to be successful people, to be good humans.
You can ensure these life lessons are taught for generations to come. Be a champion of high school sports and buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is preparing for the game. This is preparing for life. This is your IHSAA.
Back to Lady Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School on the Arabian Sports Network pregame show. If you're just tuning in alongside Michael Hooker, I'm Dawson Peril. As they announce the starting lineups here for the fans, we're going to announce the starting lineups for all of you. Starting off with the visiting team, the Muncie Central Lady Bearcats. At the two guard spots, it's going to be senior Elijah Douglas and sophomore Kayla Robertson. At the three, it's going to be senior Katie White. Then at the four, senior Taji Ism. And then finishing out the group is number three, Conyers. Switching over to the Pendleton Heights Arabians. At their guard spot, it's going to be senior Skylar Baldwin. Baldwin averaging 2.7 points a night, along with three rebounds a game as well. Following her in the backcourt, it's going to be sophomore Mamie Trout. Trout, 3.2 points a game, coming off of a five-point performance against Noblesville, where she shot 67% from the floor. Casey Warfel at the three. Of course, she's averaging 25.2 points a game, the leading scorer for the Arabians, coming off of a 21-point performance. Bree Perry is at the four spot. She's averaging only 0.7 points a game, but she's kind of a new member into that starting lineup there. We've only seen her there a couple times so far this season. And finishing off the group, as usual, is going to be freshman Ada Hupfer. She's averaging a double-double, 10.8 points a game, 11.1 rebounds a game. She's coming off of a six-point game where she shot a very rough 10% from the field, so she's looking to improve when it comes to that offensive efficiency. Arabians are led by, of course, head coach Nick Rogers, and then Muncie Central, they're led by head coach Jayla Scaife. But starting off here, as the players take the floor at center court for the tip for the Arabians, as usual, it's going to be freshman Ada Hupfer standing at 6'3", has won a well majority of her tips so far this season. And then for Muncie Central there at center court, it's going to be number three, Conyers. Ada Hupfer, I'd say about 5 or 6 inches on her.
Yeah, I don't think they have a girl over 6 foot to guard Ada. One thing I want to mention about the starting lineup, Casey Warfel named to the first team All-State for the state of Indiana. And then Mamie Trout getting her first official varsity start of her career. Coming here in the sectional. So this should be a very fun game. Student section looks packed as well for Pendleton Heights.
Ball is up, and we are underway here this evening. First round of sectionals. Winner go home. Arabians win the tip. Skylar Baldwin takes it up. Kicks it over Casey Warfel. An early three from the right wing rattles in and out, but Aiden Hupfer crashes the board. Misses the putback shot. Muncie Central recovers. Here come the Bearcats. Douglas, a bit too fast. Got to slow things down there. Throws it out of bounds. Pendleton Heights getting it right back.
Yeah, and just a bit too strong in that pass there from Douglas. Trying to get it to White there on the fast break.
0-0, 30 seconds deep into this one. Warfel gets it in the near corner, driving. Gets it back, nearly turns it over. Misses the easy put-up shot. Casey Warfel gets it and puts it in off of the glass. The Arabians get the first points, and another turnover. Casey Warfel didn't go all the way back to play some defense. Instead, tried to get the turnover right away, and sure enough, she did. Arabians going to inbound underneath the basket. 2-0, Pendleton Heights leading.
Yeah, and I think early on, Coach Rogers told his girls, set the tone and assert yourselves here in this first round of sectionals because anything can happen.
Hupfer gets it off the inbound. Over to Perry, top of the key. To Trout, down to the low block. Hupfer, three white jerseys on her in a travel. A lot of contact. She spun, put up a shot, but it was blown off, and so far, a total of three turnovers. Nope, four, as the Arabians are going to get it right back. Casey Warfel, high step, underhand, layup, putting on the moves. Her first basket, Arabians lead 4-0, a minute deep.
That's why Casey Warfel was named to the first team All-State, able to just create her own shots with a good post move.
Poked out of bounds by Casey Warfel. Ball will stay down here to the right with the Bearcats. Caden Smith will come in for Muncie Central, subbing out Katie White. So an early substitution for the Bearcats. Smith gets it off the inbound, setting up things here at the logo. Over to Douglas. Left front court. Over to Robertson. Hand off to Smith. Smith swinging it around. Back outside. Conyers driving right side. Bounce pass to the low block. Robertson, Ada Hupfer having none of that. Grabs it out of the air. On the other end, Trout in the corner. Bounce pass to the inside. Perry lost it.
Yeah, just a little hesitation there on the pass from Trout.
Hupfer gets it right back. We're playing ping pong here early. And Hupfer finishes on the fast break. We got to take a timeout. Turnovers on top of turnovers for the Arabians, scoring 6-0. Pendleton Heights leading with 6-10 to play in the first. We're going to take a quick break with them. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by Community Sports and Wellness. Located at 395 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, Community Sports and Wellness offers a variety of sports and fitness classes, childcare, parties, and special occasions. More information is available at 765-744-1606 or at communitysw.com. Community Sports and Wellness.
In high school sports, there are some things more important than winning.
Like helping student athletes build character, become better people, and prepare for life. I'm Brian Lewis.
And I'm Chris Kaufman. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. And we believe the purpose of high school sports is much greater than what the scoreboard says.
It's about teaching. It's about growth. It's about developing the whole person, not just the athlete.
That's our number one priority. Every sport, every student athlete, every day.
Let's champion what we believe in, like learning, like character, like integrity.
If you support the mission of high school sports and the life lessons they teach, then buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events. Join us in being a champion of high school sports.
This is what we do. This is what we believe. This is your IHSAA.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School. Scoreboard, Pendleton Heights leading, now 7-0 as Ada Hupfer hits the rebound. We're already in play here coming out of the Muncie Central timeout. Of course, the Arabians so far dominating. Ada Hupfer got fouled while we are on break. Head to the free throw line, made her first. Misses the second, off of the back iron. Rebounded, Muncie Central. Bearcats back on offense. Isom a little lost her footing. Picked up by Casey Warfel. Warfel on the fast break. Got it to go off the glass for two.
Yeah, and Casey Warfel, just someone you really don't want to go up against defensively.
Arabians now leading 9-0. 5 minutes and 31 seconds to play in the first. Smith, the sophomore, with it at the logo. Smith back out. Zolman down low into the hand of Robertson. Goes around Hupfer. Can't finish. Arabians clear it.
Just some great defense here early from Pendleton Heights, not allowing any shots to get up.
Trout back to Baldwin. Baldwin bounces over to Casey Warfel. Now to Trout, far corner. Trout looking into the hands of Warfel, zips it over, back to Trout. Now down low, Hupfer gets it, finishes. Not much you can do there. Hupfer up to seven early.
Yeah, I'm expecting a big night from Ada, seeing as they don't really have anyone to match her height down low.
Arabians off to a hot start, up 11 zip. 4 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the first quarter. Smith, one-handed pass to White, right back to Smith. Isom, over. Corner three, missed by Smith. Five for the board. Hupfer has to rip it away from a Muncie Central Bearcat. Arabians now on the other end. Warfel try to drive baseline, but a good defensive play there from Douglas, the senior, and forced it out of bounds. So Casey Warfel with the turnover. Muncie Central get it back as they're bringing in three new players. Caleb Morrison will enter in for the Arabians. Pendleton Heights leading 11-0. 4 minutes to play in the first.
Yeah, and a very quick start for Pendleton Heights. Offensively, a lot of turnovers, but I think you can definitely work into a smoother offensive flow.
Robertson tried to get it down low, missed, but an offensive board for the Bearcats. They're going to reset. Bearcats bench wanted a foul. Robertson tries it again, just chucks it up. Hits the top of the backboard, and he's yelling at the bench saying, I don't know what to do there. She's 6'3". So that'll be another turnover for Muncie Central. I mean, maybe a turnover. I guess they might call that a shot. I mean, I guess it was a shot, but it didn't even hit the backboard. It flew over the backboard. So.
Yeah, I think Ada had something to do with that.
Yeah.
I mean, her 6'3" height and her long arms just kind of maybe pushed it upwards.
Huffer gets on the low block, back outside to Baldwin. Drains the triple. Baldwin sinks it from downtown. 14-0. Arabians up. Three minutes to play.
Yeah, she's kind of gone scoreless in her past few games.
A foul. Got a foul here for the Arabians. They're first. This will be Skylar Baldwin. Muncie Central now going to the line for two shots. First one up and good. It'll be the first point of the game for Muncie Central. 14-1 now as Emma Roberts will check in for Baldwin. Second one up, no good. Huffer pulls in the board.
Yeah, I mean, when you don't have anyone tall enough to take Ada on down in the post, she's just going to get rebounds all night. Coming off of a 14-rebound outing against Noblesville as well.
Roberts left wing. Bounce pass to the free throw line. Jones with it. Back outside. Casey, wide open three. No good. Morrison with the offensive rebound. Misses. Huffer gets it. Misses again. This time, Muncie Central hauls in the board. Lost it out of bounds. Muncie Central yet another turnover in that one. Arabians didn't have to do much. Not much contest. It was just simply lost the handling on it, and the Arabians are going to get it back, leading 14-1 with 2 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the first.
Yeah, and I think you can really see the turnovers are starting to get into the Bearcats' heads. I mean, they just got to find their rhythm.
Jones to Warfel. She lost it. Got tripped there. But gets it on the steal. No basket, but the foul called. Warfel will go to the line for 2 free throws here. New Pal won the 6 o'clock game here this evening against Greenfield Central. Beat them. So that'll be the next opponent for either Muncie Central or Pendleton Heights, whoever wins this one. Warfel sinks the first free throw.
Yeah, and I think for Pendleton Heights, they really want to get to that next round to play New Pal, as they did fall to them earlier in the season, 52-48. And not only that, they lost the Hoosier Heritage to them this season.
Kayla Robertson going to check in for Muncie Central. Casey Warfel misses on the second free throw and a foul. It came in late. She did kind of reach at it. And then she was starting to back off, and then the whistle came. But that'll be her first, second for the Arabians, and Muncie Central will inbound here as they're attacking left or right. No one's there. Chucked it to nobody. Muncie Central, another turnover on kind of a silly mistake that the Arabians didn't have to do much. Pendleton Heights now leads 15-1. Muncie Central implementing a half-court press. Arabians unfazed. Warfel high-stepping, finishing at the rim. Her signature move there. Pendleton Heights leading 17-1 now.
Yeah, I mean, you really just can't let Casey get into a post like that. She'll torment you all night.
And John Harrell had Pendleton Heights winning this game by over 70 points. Now, heading into that, I thought it might be a bit out there, but so far, I mean, 17-1, Pendleton Knights leading, and another Muncie Central turnover with a minute 30 to play in the first. That score is no longer seeming too out of reach.
Yeah, Pendleton Heights, very good defensively, especially around the perimeter, but you add Ada in the post, it's very hard to score on them.
Roberts with it at the logo for the Arabians. Roberts rockets it over to Warfel. Cross-court pass to Jones, right wing, down low to the right block. Here comes the double team. Hupfer still hitting it on the post hook. Hupfer now with 9, just a point away from her average. The Bearcats on the other end miss. Offensive rebound to the corner. Katie White airballs the 3. They'll get it back, though. Bearcats reloading. Conyers to the logo. 40 seconds to play. We'll see what Muncie Central wants to do here. Another 3 here for White in the corner. This one hits the rim, but rattles out. Rebounded, Pendleton Knights. Hupfer on the other end with it, left wing, dumps it off. A jumper. Casey Warfel misses it from the near elbow, but Hupfer gets the offensive board and the foul to follow suit. So we got 20 seconds to play, 19-1 for Pendleton Knights, as they will now inbound here baseline. 5 on the floor right now for the Arabians. Emma Roberts, Michaela Morrison, Casey Warfel, Olivia Jones, and Ada Hupfer, as Casey Warfel sinks the jumper from 18 feet out. 10 seconds to play in the quarter. Over and back. Not sure the numbers, but the turnovers are racking up for the Muncie Central, Wouldn't surprise me if they're already nearing the double-digit mark here in the first quarter.
I think they're definitely past that.
Yeah. Right, 6.5 seconds to play. Pendleton Knights leading by 20 in the first quarter and out of bounds. Casey Warfel threw it inbounds to Olivia Jones, who then dumped it off to Casey Warfel on the far sideline. It looks like Warfel thought she was a bit farther out than she actually was, as she was running up towards the basket, stepped on the sideline. Muncie Central getting it back. 3 seconds to play. Hits the top of the backboard. Warfel from half court. Off the front rim. No good. That'll do it for our first quarter. Absolute dominance from the Arabians, leading 21-1. We're going to take a quick break. Second quarter up next on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM. Located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Citizens State Bank.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salon and Style. Detour Salon and Style provides women, men, and children haircuts, special occasions, spa days, gift certificates, float tank therapy, massage therapy, permanent makeup, lash extensions, signature facials, IPL laser therapy, red carpet facials and treatments, teeth bleaching, hair removal, and more. On Facebook and Twitter or at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style, 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson, 765-400-5323 or DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network. If you're just tuning in alongside Michael Hooker, I'm Dawson Perrell. If you're just tuning in, Arabians dominating over the Muncie Central Lady Bearcats here in the first round of the sectional. Score entering our second quarter, 21-1. Pendleton Knights leading. We're already underway here in the second. Muncie Central started with it. We got a foul here early from Casey Warfel. Her second course, still plenty of time to play, so she's got to watch herself with two early fouls. Now, that'll be the first, of course, for the Arabians this quarter. Muncie Central will keep possession as they inbound just in front of the Arabians bench near sideline. Another turnover here. That was Push who threw it straight into the Arabians player there. So Arabians will get it back, leading 21-1, and open three. Maybe Trout missed it. Five for the board, goes out of bounds. Ref waiting for the signal, and they're going to say this stays here with the Arabians. Mamie Trout looks like will come in to inbound just underneath the basket. Trout gets it to Warfel. Warfel, baseline J, missed it. Looks like might have got tipped. A jump ball on the rebound. Nice job by Mamie Trout and Douglas fighting for it. So jump ball, possession arrow favoring the Arabians. So Pendleton Knights will keep it here, going to the left. Bree Perry will inbound. Perry lobbing it up high. Warfel receives top of the key. Fadeaway jumper from the free throw line. Hits the backboard and nothing else. Rebounded there by Push and the Bearcats.
Yeah, I mean, the Ravens still trying to assert their aggression here, even with a 20-point lead in the second quarter.
Isom over to the corner. Looks like it'll be out of bounds here. They're going to say it was last touched by the Arabians. It looks like it got poked out.
No, it's a foul.
No, foul. Yeah, excuse me. That was Ada Hupfer on the foul. That'll be her first or Arabians second. Harvey gets it off of the inbound. A three here. Off the mark. Hits the back iron. Too strong. Baldwin with the rebound. Coast to coast. Baldwin gets it. Baldwin took that, pulled in the board, and went off running with it. Arabians now lead 23-1. Down low, shot no good. Hupfer pulls in the rebound. Arabians on a 2-on-1. Casey Warfel tried to get the pass. Arabians go up with it. And a foul here, a foul on the shot. Casey Warfel will shoot two. It was Ada Hupfer and Casey Warfel on the fast break. Hupfer tried to get it to Casey Warfel, but wasn't the best pass there as Douglas just kind of jumped in front of it. Arabians got it back, though, and Casey Warfel will go to the line for a pair.
Yeah, I mean, the Arabians not slowing down defensively, offensively. They're just keeping their foot on the gas, trying to build up as big of a margin as they can for this game.
Casey misses the first. There in that first quarter, Ada Hupfer, Casey Warfel tied for scoring for the Arabians. Warfel had 9 and Hupfer had 9.
And honestly, I expected more points from to Ada there in that first quarter, seeing as they don't really have anyone tall enough to guard her, but I guess she's getting double and triple teamed there in the post.
Warfel cashes out on the second free throw. She hits double digits. The Arabians now lead 23 points. A double dribble. Another turnover there for Muncie Central. By the way, they had 8 turnovers as a team there in that first half. Now up to 10. That was their 10th, so.
That was their official 10th?
I think so.
I think that was more.
Well, I know they had 8 in the first quarter. I'm looking at the stats here, and I thought that was the second here in the second quarter, if I'm correct. Baldwin in the corner, running around with it, tried to get it to Hupfer. Hupfer wasn't really expecting the low pass. It was picked off. Muncie Central on the fast break. Douglas, shot fake, gets it up, no good. Fight for the board is stripped away by Bree Perry and the Arabians. Baldwin, slow things down here, get a play set up.
Yeah, and you can see the speed that Pendleton Heights has, just outrunning the Bearcats in transition, even when they have the ball.
Turnover by the Arabians. Baldwin tried to get it down low to Perry, but Casey Warfel picks it off. Arabians on the fast break yet again. Warfel finishes at the hoop for 2. Arabians in that first half with a very, very impressive 14 points off turnovers there. Hupfer will get the miss. Arabians back on offense now. Three. Casey Warfel left it short. Gets it back. Warfel dumps off. Bree Perry with the open jumper. Swirls at home. We got a timeout. Coach Rogers wants to give the girls a quick breather. We'll take a quick break with them. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Anita's Diner, located at 777 East Water Street in Pendleton. Daily specials, eat in and carry out from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., Monday through Friday. More information at 765-778-0001. Again, that's 765-778-0001. Anita's Diner.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network. 28-1, our score. Pendleton Heights leading with 4 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the first half. So far, it's been domination for the Arabians on both sides of the floor. Have been forcing turnovers left and right. And on top of that, well, I guess due to that, they've been getting easy buckets on the offensive end. As we come back from the break, Muncie Central with it. A deep two here is missed. That was Isom with a jumper. Arabians recover.
Yeah, I mean, defensively, just not letting up, not letting them get any breathing room offensively for the Bearcats.
Hupfer got it down low. Worked the mismatch and cashed out on the 2 points. Hupfer up to 11. There's a shot here. Chloe Push knocking it down. Pugh. Chloe Pugh gets the first actual field goal for Muncie Central off of a very uncomfortable and irregular shot there, but hey, they'll take it. Arabians on the other end. It'll go out of bounds. Last touch, Muncie Central. So they'll stay down here to the left. 32-3, that is. Pendleton Heights leading with 3 minutes and 35 seconds to play in the second. Winner goes on to face New Pal in the second round of sectionals. That'll be on Friday. Casey Warfel going up high, then finishing down low. Warfel showing off the moves and showing why she is an all-state player. A travel by Muncie Central. This one is Isom there. As Aubrey Warfel will check in for Ada Hupfer.
I'm pretty sure Ada already has a double-double in this first half. Or close to it.
She has 7 rebounds in the first quarter.
She's gotten at least 3 in this quarter. So
yeah, so I think you might be right.
I think I'm right.
Olivia Jones for 3, rattles in and out. Aubrey Warfel pulls on the offensive rebound. It's poked out of bounds by Isom. So this will stay down here with the Arabians. Emma Roberts will inbound in front of the Muncie Central bench. Here to our left. Casey Warfel gets it off of the inbound. Went up. No good. Got it right back. Missed it again. Conyers gets the board for the Bearcats, and Muncie Central back on offense going left to right. An open 3, Smith misses it. Jones recovers. Arabians, and yet another quick offensive transition. They'll slow things down, though. Casey Warfel to the rack for 2.
I mean, Casey just really not letting up, getting her way offensively.
34-3, Pendleton Heights leading. Pugh, top of the key, swinging it around, driving, blocked. Aubrey Warfel rejects it, but Muncie Central gets it right back, and Isom with a jumper from the near elbow, nothing but net. So now 5 points for the Bearcats. Arabians on offense, Michaela Morrison missing the shot from the low block. 2 players hitting the deck here for the rebound, and another jump ball. Announcer said Pendleton Heights basketball.
The arrow's pointing to Muncie Central.
No, it should be Pendleton-ites because that
We got the last jump ball.
No, but that was in the first quarter. It swishes in the quarters.
But we started the ball. We started with ball.
Maybe that jump ball. Well, never mind. It'll be Pendleton ball either way. They'll get the steal off of the inbound. Olivia Jones misses the deep two-pointer, and Muncie Central rebounds. Caden Smith with a nice move down low. Finds the bottom of the net. 34-7 now. Muncie Central getting some offense going here. Definitely going to have to get it going a lot more, but it's something. Casey Warfel misses air balls even. The jumper and nice hustle from Michaela Morrison. Grabbing the board, trying to save it, and in the process knocked it off of a Muncie Central player out of bounds. So Pendleton Ice will keep possession. Casey Warfel inbounding.
Yeah, I think they might be trying to set up a play.
Jones thought about the jumper, doesn't take it, instead takes a step up, misses the shot. Aubrey Warfel right there for the rebound. She's fouled. No good yet again, but the freshman, Warfel, will go to the line for two shots. Now Aubrey Warfel here covering her a little bit. Beginning of the year, she didn't get many minutes at all in varsity, that is, and, you know, she's kind of worked her way up, and I'd say in these last couple games, she's been not only has she getting minutes, but she's been a key player, I would go so far to say. I mean, only as a freshman, following in her sister Casey's footsteps as she sinks the first free throw, and yeah, she's averaging only 1.8 points a game, but, I mean, she's shown a lot of potential, and I think Coach Rogers is definitely looking at her as someone that could kind of develop into a very, very good ball handler and very good scorer in her upperclassman years.
Well, yeah, I mean, even on junior varsity, she was putting up 20 points a game.
A push. Aubrey Warfel fouls. She doesn't agree with the call, but this one will be all on the floor. This is her first. Arabian's third. Second. No, third. I was about to say.
It's flipped on the scoreboard, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, it is a little tough to get used to because Pendleton Heights, although playing on Joe Buck Court at Pendleton Heights High School, on the scoreboard they are read as the guest. Which, I mean, technically this is supposed to be a neutral side, but
I mean, yeah, technically, but
it's going to be a turnover here once again on Muncie Central, an offensive foul. Illegal screen on Robertson, the sophomore, her third, as she'll get subbed out. Kayla Conyers coming in for her. Team foul number three as well for the Bearcats. 36-7, Pendleton Heights leading with a minute to play in the first half. Roberts over to Warfel, left wing, to her sister, Aubrey Warfel, top of the key, three, too strong, smacks off the back iron, pulled in by Muncie Central on the rebound on the other end. That was Conyers who tried to go all the way to the rack, got smacked out of her hands before she could get up a shot by Casey Warfel, out of bounds, last touch, Arabians. Conyers will inbound baseline. Try to get it to Smith at the top of the key. Smacked off of her foot. Fight for the ball. It's going to be a jump ball. That was Michaela Morrison and Smith with the wrestle on the ground for it. Possession arrow favors Pendleton Heights this time, so Arabians will get it back, going right to left, leading 36-7 with 47.8 seconds to play in the first half. Pardon me.
Yeah, they lead by 29. A big, big margin. Pendleton Heights right now.
Roberts, bounce pass to Aubrey Warfel. Kicks it over to Michaela Morrison. Cross court pass to Roberts. Tries the three from the left wing, in and out. But she gets it off of the steal right back. Misses on the layup and a late foul coming in. So Emma Roberts will now go to the line for two shots. Man, Muncie Central, they need to take their time. I've seen this way too many times this game where they get a rebound and they're so hasty with it. You just got to take a deep breath, check out what's happening, check your surroundings before making that first pass, because, man, it wouldn't surprise me if half of the Arabian steals have come before Muncie Central's even crossed half court.
Yeah, I mean, and part of that is Pendleton Heights. They're just one of the better defensive teams in the state. I mean, you know, Casey Worf averaging about 7 steals a game. Skylar Baldwin up there with about 3. Olivia Jones with about 3. So really, it's hard to not get the ball stolen away from you against this team.
Emma Roberts goes 1 for 2. A 3 ball on the other end smacks off of the backboard. Attempted by Smith. 10 seconds to play. Arabians a rebound. They get it right back. Muncie Central does, it is. 3 seconds now. Casey Worfel going all the way to the hoop. Got it at the buzzer. Count it. That'll do it for our first half. Arabians winning 39-7. Led by a very impressive Casey Worfel performance. She has 18, if I am correct, there in that first half. But with that being said, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, Ryan Davis was able to sit down with junior wrestler Max Bowers here at Pendleton High. So that'll be up next after the pause here on the Arabian Sports Network halftime show, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Twister Soda Bar, located at 3289 West Angle Road, right across from Pendleton Heights High School. Twister Soda Bar offers a variety of drinks, including sodas, seltzers, lemonades, iced coffee, sweetened or unsweetened tea, snacks, and can combine any of those with their syrups, creams, fruit, candy, and edible glitter. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. More information is available at twistersodabar.com. Twisted Soda Bar.
While high school sports help students develop their athletic skills, the real lessons in this second classroom are the skills needed for life. I'm Brian Lewis.
And I'm Carrie Rosati. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. In high school sports, student athletes aren't just running drills. They're learning discipline and work ethic.
They're not just watching film. They're learning the value of preparation and always finding ways to improve.
They're not just hitting the weight room. They're learning the importance of pushing through any challenges that come their way.
These aren't just some of the skills student athletes need to navigate the game. These are the skills they need to navigate life, to be successful people, to be good humans.
You can ensure these life lessons are taught for generations to come. Be a champion of high school sports and buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is preparing for the game. This is preparing for life. This is your IHSAA.
Back to Lady Arabian basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome to tonight's halftime show. I'm Ryan Davis, and joining me here is Max Bowers of the Pendleton Heights boys varsity wrestling team. How's it going, Max?
It's going really well. We had a good weekend, and I'm ready to keep it going.
So sectionals was this past weekend, as you just said, and a lot of you guys made it out. So what is it like to have this many teammates going with you to regionals?
It was really awesome. We had, like I said, a very good weekend, and I'm excited to bring a lot of my teammates, my friends with me to regionals.
So how will you guys prepare for regionals?
Well, this week we'll be practicing pretty hard, shorter practices, but we'll be more intense, and we'll be just going perfecting each one of our techniques, and we'll be more personal this week.
So what does the daily practice look like for you guys?
We go through a warm-up, and then it's a lot of drilling and moving, and then we normally end with about 15 to 20 minutes of just live wrestling, just kind of figuring out what we're about to do in our upcoming match.
So how big of a difference is sectionals compared to regionals?
Sectionals is a pretty easy tournament for us, and regionals bumps it up a lot. I'm going to be honest, we have a pretty tough regional, and it's going to be a slap in the face for a lot of us when we get there, but we're ready.
So what is your pregame routine before every match?
So I've got my playlist that I always listen to, and about 3 or 4 matches before mine, I'll start walking around, getting warmed up. My headgear will be on. I'll talk to my coaches. And one of the things that I always do is I always pray before my matches to make sure I'm all ready.
So how much of wrestling is mental as is physical?
It's 70% mental. Obviously, you need strength, you need technique, you need all of that. But if I'm not having a good day mentally, I can lose to somebody that I would pin on another day. It really is a lot of mental strength.
What is your favorite gym to wrestle at?
So Newcastle has such an amazing field house to wrestle at. They've got an amazing mats that they always bring in, and it feels really awesome. It feels like I'm in like a Pacers stadium to where there's thousands of people watching me, and it's really awesome to have that kind of feeling, you know what I mean?
So that will do it for tonight's halftime interview. But when we come back, Dawson and Michael talk about halftime stats and preview second half. This is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM EM.
Here at 91.7 WEEM, we keep updated with our community by being on the hottest social media platforms around. Follow us at 91.7 WEEM on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube.
Follow us today.
We would love to hear from all of our listeners, so go to our Instagram today to answer our daily poll. Keep updated with our latest posts and trends here on 91.7 WEEM.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network halftime show. If you're just tuning in alongside Michael Hooker, I'm Dawson Perrell. Score at the halftime break, Pendleton Heights 39, Muncie Central 7. Pendleton Heights leading by a whopping, 22? No, 32. Yeah, I was 10 off.
Can you do math?
I'm sorry. Okay, it's late. It's already late for me. But yeah, 32 points, Arabians leading at the halftime break. Taking a look now at our first half stats. For the Arabians leading them in scoring, it was Casey Warfel. She had 18. She shot 8 for 14 from the field, 0 for 3 from outside of the arc. She was 2 for 4 from the free throw line. She had 4 rebounds, 2 fouls, and 2 turnovers, as well as 4 steals there in that first half. Following closely behind her in points, that was Ada Hupfer. She had 11 points, just 1 rebound off of that double-double in that first half.
Close.
You were very close.
I was
and
close.
It's pretty much a lock that she'll get it in the second half, but just it's 1 rebound away from that double-double in just one half. Skylar Baldwin, she had 5 points. Bree Perry and Aubrey Warfel each had 2. And then Emma Roberts had 1 for a total of 39 for the Arabians. For Muncie Central, only 3 players marked in points there in that first half. Those 3 being Chloe Pugh. She had 3 points. Smith and Isom had 2 each. And taking a look at some team stats to point out, first off, and probably the most obvious when taking a look at this Muncie Central versus Pendleton Heights score sheet, is the whopping 16 team turnovers there in that first half by Muncie Central. Pendleton Heights definitely dominating when it comes to pulling in, getting steals. And as I was mentioning, maybe half of the Arabian steals, by the way, 16 of those turnovers were 11 steals for the Arabians. And probably half of those steals for Pendleton Heights came before Muncie Central even crossed the timeline, half court. The Arabians have been really dominating when it comes to catching Muncie Central off guard and just jumping in front of the pass and picking it off. And some of the things to mention here for the Arabians, 12 offensive rebounds compared to Muncie Central's 4. Muncie Central shooting 3 for 14 there in that first half. That comes out to 21% for the Arabians. No, 21% for Muncie Central is 3 for 14. And for Pendleton Heights, they're shooting 15 for 28, 53% from two-point range in that first half. 1 for 8 from outside of the arc. So I think if they're somewhere they get a bit better, maybe the free throw percent or three-point percentage, could be a bit higher up. But, of course, leading by this margin, I think the Arabians at this point, don't let off the gas pedal, right? Keep it going. I don't think there's any, reason to slow it down at this point. Maybe once you get into the fourth quarter, I'm sure that Coach Rogers will send in some of the JV players. Of course, JV hasn't played today. If they're even on the roster, or just some of the players that usually don't get minutes on varsity, and send them in for a little bit. I wouldn't surprise if Muncie Central will do the same. But overall, dominating first half of the Arabians, Michael.
You talk about it. You talk about that turnover differential, 16 team turnovers for Muncie Central to Pendleton Heights 9. But another thing is Pendleton Heights 26 team rebounds to Muncie Central's 14. And then Casey Warfel, 8 for 14. She shot as many shots herself as Muncie Central has all game. So I think definitely, if you're Muncie Central, you want to try to stop Casey Warfel. But she's that first team All-State guard. She's one of the top players in the state. So it's kind of hard to slow her down. But then not only that, you have to worry about Ada Huffer down low, 11 points, 9 rebounds, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, 5 for 7 from the field. You have to try and not let her get an open shot. Even if you double team her, though, there's been a few times where that's happened, and she's still gotten a good shot just from her height alone.
Another thing to mention here, Arabians, only 5 assists in that first half. Then again, a lot of their points came from off of turnovers. So I mean, a lot of those, there weren't really even chances for assists. You know, just fast break. Of course, you're going to go to the rack if there's no defenders. But I think maybe a bit more ball movement, Arabians, that could benefit them a little bit. But overall, great first half of the Arabians. We're going to take a quick break when we come back. Second half of action. Don't you guys go anywhere on the Arabian Sports Network. 91.7 WEEN.
91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 91.7 WEEM. Donate today at 917WEEM.org. Again, that is 917WEEM.org.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome you back here to Joe Buck Court at Pendleton Heights High School. As we get started here in the second half, Muncie Central with possession now going right to left. Pendleton Heights leading, though, opening up the third quarter, 39-7. They force a dominating 16 turnovers there in that first half. They're going to be hoping to continue that here in the second. Conyers, baseline drive, threw it straight to Skylar Baldwin. Arabians pick it off. Baldwin, fast break, coast to coast, count it, and the foul. Baldwin with the and one play. She'll go to the line to see if she can convert with the one free throw.
Yeah, and in the past couple seasons, Skylar Baldwin, offensively, she really hasn't been like the best shooter in the world this year. 31% from three and 67% from the free throw line. She is majorly improved for her senior season, and it's really showing here.
Baldwin can't get the and one free throw to fall. Isom on the other end for Muncie Central. Back out. Zolman threw it straight to Ada Huffer. Arabians with another steal. Huffer. Corner, bounce pass to Baldwin. Trying to find Mamie Trout on the left wing. Too weak of a pass, and it was picked off. Missed the layup. But crashing the board. Muncie Central getting 2 points there. So 41-9 there now. Minute deep here in this third quarter. Huffer, hands off to Warfel. Jumper from the free throw line. Sinked it.
20 for her. She's just having such a great night, and I could definitely see her going for another 30-plus point game.
Picked off. Mamie Trout predicted the pass. Now on the fast break, Trout fouled. Count that baby and the foul. She'll go to the line for the and one bucket. That was Zolman there with the foul.
I mean, Pendleton Heights dominance just continues now up to, I believe, a 36-point lead, pending 37 with the Mamie Trout free throw.
Trout, 86% free throw shooter, sinks it, converts on the and one play. Arabians up now 46-9. Muncie Central on the other end, Chloe Pugh pulls up for three, misses. Huffer gets the rebound.
I think she's got her double-double now.
Yeah, I think she does. If she didn't before, she definitely does now. Huffer, a double-double. Baldwin chucks it up high. Huffer pulls it in. Over to Trout in the corner. Swings it around. Back to Baldwin, top of the key. Finds a wide-open Bree Perry, who misses the layup. Rebounded there by Harvey. Muncie Central. Now the other way with it. White, baseline, backs it out to Pugh. Pugh chucks up a shot. you can even call that shot. Rebounded Perry. Baldwin. Bad pass, but it's recovered. Over to the corner now. Huffer with it. Bounce pass to Baldwin. She got fouled, bumped there pretty hard. That was Pugh, I do believe, there with the personal foul. Scoreboard reads one foul. That should be three. Shouldn't be three team fouls?
No.
Those are two and ones.
Alicia Douglas. Kevin Roberson.
Yeah, definitely three team fouls, but
yeah.
This will be the second on Chloe Pugh.
Yeah, there's three team fouls. I think so.
Huffer. Swinging around, driving. Misses on the tough layup. Rebounded, Muncie Central. Lost it out of bounds. That was Douglas. Well, didn't lose it, but it was kicked out of bounds by Skylar Baldwin and Pendleton Heights. So this will stay down here with the Bearcats. Pugh gets it off of the inbound. 46-9 our score. Pendleton Heights leading. Pugh, tough shot. No dice, and it'll go out of bounds. Last touch here once again, Arabian, so it'll stay once again with Muncie Central. Emma Roberts and Olivia Jones entering for Skylar Baldwin and Mamie Trout. Arabians making their first substitution in the second half. And there is a running clock. The clock was definitely running there.
No.
Yeah, look
it. Oh, it is running.
Yeah, it's a running clock here.
Maybe it's 35.
Maybe they up it for sectionals. We were talking about this before the game.
Yeah.
About, like, is there a running clock for sectionals? And I guess there is.
Regular season's 20.
Yeah. My guess is it's, like, must be 35 or 30 or something.
That's what I just said.
Okay. 46-9. Pendleton Heights leading with 3 minutes and 38 seconds to play. We got a no good shot here from Chloe Pugh. She was fouled, though, so she'll go to the line for two shots. This foul will go against Bree Perry, her first and the first for the Arabians here in the third quarter. Taking a look here at our other game, our first game here on this Wednesday evening against New Pal and Greenfield Central. Whoever wins this one will go on to play New Pal. New Pal won that game 42-35. The leading score for the Dragons was Allison Blum. She had 13, 8 rebounds, had 4 fouls there. Remember, she picked up some late in the game, but stayed in it, and New Pal pulled away with the win in a tight one.
Yeah, and Greenfield playing from behind in that entire game, I feel. Led in that first half, but then just kind of lost it there in that second half.
Second one up and good for Pugh. Muncie Central hits double digits for points. 46-10. 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the third quarter. Jones with it at the logo. Fires over to Morrison. Right back to Jones. Jones looking. Guarded by White. Back out. Hupfer top of the key to a Jones. Left wing three. Left it short. But an offensive rebound by Hupfer. Hupfer working down low. Gets up a shot. Misses. Rebounded Muncie Central. It's Katie White who pulls in the board, but it's picked off. Arabian steal it. Casey Warfel sinks home the layup. 46-10. Arabian's lead.
It's 48.
48-10. Excuse me. Chloe Pugh fouled hard on a drive to the basket. It'll be on the floor, though.
Yeah, tried to drive around Ada there, but just kind of ran, tried to run right through.
This is Ada Huffer's second personal and the second team foul for the Arabians in the quarter. Harvey will enter the game for the Lady Bearcats now, subbing out Robertson. Pugh gets it off of the inbound, gets up a shot, in and out. Board picked up by Michaela Morrison and the Arabians. Morrison, the other way, she traveled with it. Hesitated. Kind of chopped her feet. This will go right back to Muncie Central. Arabians had 9 team turnovers there in that first half. And that's another thing that Coach Rogers, I mean, that number is decently high. Like, you don't want that number high against any team, let alone a team you're beating by 38 points. Scratch that. Pugh hits a three. Munson Central gets their first three of the game. Casey Werfel quickly the other way with it. Out the basket and the foul yet again. Arabians with the and one play. That's a third of the quarter. This time it's Werfel. So she'll go to the line for a shot. Robertson checking right back in for Muncie Central, subbing out Harvey. So Werfel now at the line for one free throw. It's up and good.
Has her average.
Just under a minute to play in the third quarter. 51-13, Pendleton Knights leading. Pugh drives left side, blocked. Ada Huffer sends the shot back. Gets the rebound as well, and a hard foul. That was Thomas there. Tried to rip it out of Huffer's hands. This is team foul four? Yeah, team foul four. So just one away, put in the bonus, but now just under 30 seconds of play. I doubt they'll do that. Roberts inbounding. Gets over to Werfel. Werfel shot fakes and finishes at the rim.
Yeah, just another great night for Casey. Up to 27 just here in this third quarter alone.
10 seconds to play. Pugh throws up a shot. Misses. Huffer gets the rebound. 3 seconds. Two. That'll do it for our third quarter. Pendleton Knights leading 53-13. Continuing the dominating against Muncie Central in the first round of sectionals. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, fourth quarter play on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM. Located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Citizens State Bank.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning, located at 8711 South State Road 9 in Pendleton. They've been serving Pendleton and surrounding communities since 1960, offering residential heating and air conditioning service and installation, as well as financing and preventative maintenance plans. More information is available at 765-778-3838. House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to Pendleton Heights High School. If you're just tuning in alongside Michael Hooker, I'm Dawson Perrell. Arabians leading over Muncie Central in the first round of sectionals, 53-13, as we resume play here in the fourth. Pendleton Heights with possession. So far in that, in really the entirety of this game, Pendleton Knights was dominating mostly on the defensive end, and that's translating into offensive success. And the Arabians haven't necessarily been shooting too well, at least when it comes to set offensive plays. And along with that, Arabians have been turning over the ball a decent amount. Has 10 team turnovers. Then again, 9 of those came in the first half, so they're doing a lot better in the second half. Specifically the third quarter. Take that back, though, of course, as I'm talking about it. They get a turnover, so. Yeah. Pendleton Knights now with 11 team turnovers there as Muncie Central will get it back early in the fourth. A shot. Missed. That one attempted from Katie White. Rebounded Arabians. Aubrey Werfel, who checked in there at the end of the third with it, walking it up. Gets it over to Roberts. Roberts fires over. Back to Werfel. Aubrey Werfel, that is. Driving left side. Misses the shot, but she's fouled. Werfel will go to the line for 2 shots.
Yeah, I mean, I think just frustration kind of setting in for Muncie Central. Haven't had the best season, and tonight just not playing their best game.
Yeah, Muncie Central entered the game at 2-19. Or 1-9 at home, or 1-9 on the road, 1-10 at home. Ada Huffer gets it off of the inbound from Olivia Jones. Shot blown off. She traveled. Turnover by the Arabians. Muncie Central gets it back. Douglas over to Conyers. Now down low. Robertson trying to work on Huffer. Got a shot up, but smacked off of the rim. Roberts over to Aubrey Warfel for three. Bang. Aubrey Warfel sinking in the triple ball. She's up to five. Arabians lead now 56-13. 6 minutes to play in the fourth. Robertson had it stripped, but it's picked back up by Douglas. A three on the way. No good. White misses. And a foul. A frustration foul from Robertson. Now coming up to the scorers table, Chloe Jones and Mamie Trout. So as I was mentioning there in the third quarter, gonna be seeing some play here from the Lady Arabians. They usually don't get minutes. Of course, Chloe Jones, she got in there on the senior night, as well as some other moments in the season. That is varsity, and she'll sub out Emma Roberts. So five on the floor right now for the Arabians. Aubrey Warfel, Chloe Jones, Michaela Morrison, Mamie Trout, and Ada Hupfer. Hupfer at the point. Guarded by Conyers. Hands off. Trout for three. Rattles in and out.
So close.
Rebounded Pugh. Muncie Central the other way. Pugh, Euro stepping, got the foul. This is a shooting foul, so Pugh will go to the line for two shots. So this will be Mamie Trout with her first. The Arabians first of the fourth.
And Pugh with over half of Muncie Central's points. She got seven.
Her first one up and good. So for the Arabians, I think at this point, safe to say that they're going to advance and play New Pal in the second round of the sectionals. Of course, 56-14. Pendleton Heights leading on a running clock. So, look at New Pal, right? You saw them in the regular season, and you unfortunately lost to them. That was over at New Pal on the 12th of January. They lost 52-48. And New Pal, of course, a very, very tough team. They're physical. It's going to be a tough battle. And the Arabians are going to have to be on their A game if they want their season to continue. Of course, last year they got to the second round before getting eliminated by Mount Vernon. Let's hear Pugh misses her first shot, gets the miss, misses the second, gets another miss, and it's stripped away by Mamie Trout. Arabians the other way. Got a jump here. So go with the Bearcats. Also, as mentioning with New Pal, it's going to be a tough game for the Arabians. It would have been tough if Greenfield Central and New Pal won. But I think the Arabians definitely have the abilities to win that game. They were projected to win against New Pal heading into that one midway through January. But, again, it's not going to be easy, and it's going to be a test for the Arabians. And if you win that, then you're most likely going to have to go play Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon and Richmond are facing on the other side of the bracket in the semifinal round. And yeah. Mount Vernon projected to win that. Yeah. So say Mount Vernon sees Pendleton Heights in the sectional. I mean, that's who eliminated you last year. That's your rivals. So these next two games for the Arabians, either way, are going to be tough. We got a nice shot here from Caden Smith in Muncie Central. She sinks it. Now 3 minutes to play. Arabians leading 56-16. Chloe Jones driving outside. Resetting here. Warfel. Aubrey Warfel, that is. Spinning. Loses it. Turns it over. Pugh. Fast break. Got it stripped. Chloe Jones gets it back. Kayla Morrison is going to slow things down here. Hands off to Aubrey Warfel. It's going to be a turnover here for Pendleton Heights. Muncie Central get it back.
Yeah. And Coach Rogers putting in some of the JV players, one of which, Claire Sorrells, has played JV most of the season, got to dress for varsity there towards the halfway point, now getting some action here tonight.
Harvey, top of the key, hands off to Conyers. Conyers, a wild shot, no good, gets her miss. Back outside, Pugh with the open jumper from 15 feet out. No good. Rebounded to Ravens. 2 minutes to play now. Pendleton Knights leading by 40 in the first round of sectionals. Travel. Another turnover by the Ravens. But entering the game here, nope, we got a full timeout. Full timeout for Muncie Central. We're going to take a quick break with them. 56-16, minute 49 to play in the fourth. Arabians leading in the first round of sectionals on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios, offering dental care for children and adults, as well as education for the maintenance of your dental health. More information is available by phone at 765-221-5900, on site at 113 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, or online at drdanawright.com. Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM. If you're just tuning in alongside Michael Hooker, I'm Dawson Perrell. Scoreboard reads 56-16, Pendleton Knights leading over Muncie Central here in the first round of the sectionals. A minute 49 left to play in the fourth. So Pendleton Knights will advance. They will face New Pal in the second round. That'll be on Friday, 7:30. First game will be Richmond and Mount Vernon. That'll be at 6 o'clock. And then whoever wins that one or those two games will go on to play in the championship. That one will be Saturday at 7:30, once again here at Pendleton Heights. And last year, you take a look at this sectional bracket. As I was mentioning, Pendleton Knights got eliminated by Mount Vernon in that second round. So they're looking for their revenge, that is, if they see Mount Vernon in that championship. But, I mean, first off, you got to get your revenge against New Pal. As I was mentioning earlier, New Pal beat the Arabians in the regular season. And the Arabians want to get the last laugh by eliminating them here at their home floor in a couple days. But for Muncie Central, again, you entered the game 2-9. You weren't favored. One thing I saw from the Lady Bearcats, I saw a lot of heart. I never really gave up. I think they're continuing to just try to get the ball in the basket. And now that's something to say. I mean, most teams, I think majority of teams, would kind of just give up, you know, just kind of just play this thing out. But I don't think Muncie's – I mean, I'm seeing a lot of heart out here. Not necessarily saying they're making a comeback by any means, but you know they're definitely, the effort is there. That's what I'm definitely seeing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, at this point, they're trying to play for pride and try to end the season on somewhat of a good note.
Yeah. But at the line now, for two shots, it is Conyers. No, who's this? This is Ism. Still waiting on something. Not sure exactly. Oh, I see. Ism gets the second. Now a minute to play. Aubrey Warfold with it. Warfold loses it. Picked up by Ism. Fast break, Muncie Central. All the way to the rack. Ism misses, but a blocking foul. She'll go right back to the line for two shots.
And some time runoff there.
But taking a look again just a bit more to that game against what we pretty much know it's going to be Pendleton Knights versus New Pal on Friday in the second round of the sectionals. For Pendleton Knights, I think some things you got to focus on is your turnovers. I mean, again, you dominated tonight. You won by nearly 30 points. Might still be 30 points, or 40 points, excuse me. You definitely won by 30, but maybe even 40 points. So, but I think there were some things you got to work on. A new pal's going to be nothing like this, right? It's going to be a lot closer of a game. And I think if you play the same way you did tonight against new pal, in my opinion, you're losing that game. I mean, you had plenty of turnovers. Chloe Jones misses the three. Really want her to score. You can hear the fans getting excited. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Looks like she won't get the opportunity to as the clock winds down. But last second, checking it down the court. So that'll do it. Final score 56-20. Pendleton Knights coming out on top over Muncie Central, advancing to the second round of the second round of the sectionals. Muncie Central ending their season on a bitter note. They dropped to 2-20, but for Pendleton Knights, they advanced to 15-9. And again, they'll go on to play New Pal in that second round of sectionals this upcoming Friday in 2 days. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Michael and I will break down the final stats here for tonight's game on the Arabian Sports Network postgame show, 91.7 WEEN.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC, located at 526 North Pendleton Avenue in Pendleton. Dr. Foley and the staff of Regenerative Health and Wellness offer services in the area of weight loss, hormone balance, autoimmune issues, and more. Information about Regenerative Health and Wellness is available at 317-903-1791. Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by Community Sports and Wellness. Located at 395 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, Community Sports and Wellness offers a variety of sports and fitness classes, childcare, parties, and special occasions. More information is available at 765-744-1606 or at communitysw.com. Community Sports and Wellness.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Rollins House and Falk Creek Retirement Village, located at 300 JH Walker Drive in Pendleton. Rollins House provides independent and assisted living, rehabilitation, long-term care, memory support, and more. More information is available at 765-778-7501. Rollins House and Falk Creek Retirement Village.
In high school sports, there are some things more important than winning.
Like helping student athletes build character, become better people, and prepare for life. I'm Brian Lewis.
And I'm Chris Kaufman. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. And we believe the purpose of high school sports is much greater than what the scoreboard says.
It's about teaching. It's about growth. It's about developing the whole person, not just the athlete.
That's our number one priority. Every sport, every student athlete, every day.
Let's champion what we believe in, like learning, like character, like integrity.
If you support the mission of high school sports and the life lessons they teach, then buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events. Join us in being a champion of high school sports.
This is what we do. This is what we believe. This is your IHSAA.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEN.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network postgame show, 91.7 WEEN. If you're just tuning in, final score 56-20, Pendleton Heights advancing to the second round of the sectionals over Muncie Central, beating them 56-20. We're joined here now by the head coach for the Lady Arabians, Coach Rogers. First off, Coach, you got the win this evening, you advance, but you take a look at the score sheet, there's some things that stand out. First off, 16 team turnovers against a team like New Pal or even some others in the sectional, those that might not maybe fly. So looking forward to that New Pal game, how are you going to try to get that number down? And overall, what's some other things you got to work on in that heading up into that second round?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, we were out of rotation a lot, kind of having some kids come back from sickness and just kind of working them back kind of in a limited capacity. So, I don't know that that's a true yeah. story of the game, but 16 turnovers, that's a lot, I talked about in pregame, we can't let, their chaos, kind of make us chaotic, and you know, we did some, so we got to do a better job on that for sure.
Yeah, and taking a look a bit deeper into that next game against New Pal, of course, they beat you in the first round, first matchup against you two midway through the month of January. So really, looking back on that first game, how do you think you could adjust against New Pal specifically to hopefully get the last laugh and take them down in sections?
Well, you know, I think one is we'll do a much better job on Vivian Miller.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to have to be tough and battle through. It's going to be a hard fought. You know, it's going to be a tough game. We just got to be ready for the challenge. So I know our girls are ready for that matchup. And, you know, we'll keep moving forward and line them up and see what happens on Friday.
All right. With that being said, that'll do it for our post-game chat here with Coach Rogers. Once again, Coach, thanks for coming up, and good win this evening.
Thank you.
All right, but we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Michael and I will crown the ASN Player of the Game, as well as preview the Arabians' next matchup, so that'll be up next on the Arabian Sports Network post-game show, 91.7 WEEN.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just got to hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Back to Lady Arabian Basketball on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network post-game show, 91.7 WEEM. Once again, final score 56-20. Pendleton Knights taking down Muncie Central in the first round of sectionals, advancing to 15-9. Muncie Central ending their season going 2-20 in a bitter, bitter note. But taking a look here at our final stats, starting off for Pendleton Knights, they were led in scoring by Casey Warfel. She had 27, 12 for 18 from the field, 0 for 3 from deep, and 3 for 5 from the free throw line. She had 4 rebounds along with an assist. Taking a look here at Ada Hupfer, she had 11 points and 15 total rebounds, a double-double for Ada Hupfer, one of her many on the season. Aubrey Werfel had 5, Skylar Baldwin with 7, Bree Perry with 2, and then Emma Roberts with 1 for the Arabians. 56 points for Muncie Central. They were led in scoring by Chloe Pugh. She had 8 points, 1 for 12, though, from the field. So although she did lead in scoring, and 8 points is good when your team had 20, you're shooting 1 for 12. So, again, a tough, tough game for Muncie Central. But as I was mentioned on the broadcast, one thing I saw from Muncie Central is they definitely played with some heart all the way down the stretch. I mean, you mentioned there, it was mostly for pride. You know, the game was over, really, I'd say, after that second quarter, maybe even that first quarter. But you could tell Muncie Central was still competing, and they were still playing well. And, you know, Coach Rogers mentioned that post-game interview, something that he was talking about heading into this game, is they can't let Muncie Central's chaos make Arabians chaotic. And I did see a bit of that really through the entirety of that game. First quarter, I mean, it was, I'd say, 4 or 5 turnovers for Pendleton Heights. And, you know, I don't think Coach Rogers likes to see that. But again, you saw some of those JV players get in there at the end, some of those players you don't usually see get minutes, so I don't know how accurate those stats really are, how true those stats really are. But again, great win for the Arabians, bottom line. They got the job done. Now, the big focus point here is now that New Pal game, because that's going to be a lot tougher of a game against the Lady Dragons. And the Arabians, as I mentioned, they're going to have to be playing their best if they want to get their revenge against New Pal.
Oh, definitely. I mean, Casey Warfel still had a pretty good night for her, 27 points. Ada Huffer, 11 and 15, another double-double on the season for her, as she is averaging, I believe, 10 and 11 points and rebounds. So, I mean, really, just offensively, it's kind of messy.
Yeah.
Scoring-wise, I think they could have taken some better shots. Their three-point percentage was definitely not the greatest. But I think, you know, obviously, you know, Rogers mentioned a couple girls coming back in the rotation from sickness or maybe just getting back from an injury. So really, I think you work them in tonight, and you're at full strength for New Pal, and New Pal is going to be a different monster than what Muncie Central was. So this is, it's sectional basketball. Anything can happen. Although Pendleton Heights has the highest percentage to win the sectional this year,
yeah,
with like a 60% chance, you can't take those percentages into consideration because anything can happen at the high school level.
Yeah, especially in sectionals, right? I mean, we've seen crazy, whether that's an upset or just a close game, that
even in the regular
something crazy
season, happens. You see stuff like that. I mean, the Pendleton, the boys game for the Arabians and Greenfield Central, I mean, double overtime, Braylon Mullins, last second three-pointer for the win. I mean, you're for the number seven team in the state, they were expected to come into Pendleton Heights and blow out the boys, and they got a kind of a shock when they had to go to double overtime on the road. I mean, that's just how high school basketball is. It is so unpredictable that you can't rely on the predictions alone.
All right, but with that being said, that'll do it for our broadcast here this evening. Once again, final score 56-20. But be sure to tune in this Friday. Arabians, Lady Arabians Pacific, will be back at it in the second round of sectionals to face off against the New Pal Lady Dragons. That one tips off at 7:30 with the pregame show starting 7:15. For Michael Hooker, I'm Dawson Perrell. Special thanks to our board up back in the studio, making sure our broadcast gets over smoothly. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Without you, we would not be able to come out here and call these games. And last but definitely not least, thanks to all who tuned in this evening. Have a nice night. You're listening to 91.7 WEEM.